Yo, what's going on, man? You guys are now tuned back into the Freestyles Podcast, man. We got another banger of an episode for you guys today, man. We've been gone for a minute, but we're glad to be back, man. But we got some merch out, man. Make sure you guys go pick up the t-shirts if you haven't already. Freestyleshop.com. We got all sizes in, man. Free shipping right now. Go get that before everything's sold out. Tune in with the Instagram page, man. Got a lot of big things coming. We almost out for the summer break. We're gonna be working on some things. A lot of new stuff, man, coming up for the next season, coming back in August. New show on the way. So stay tuned with all of that, man. But without further ado, we're gonna allow our guests go ahead and introduce himself, man.
Hello, my name is Toby Lodger. Still getting used to the headphones, man. This shit's crazy. But I guess, yeah, second time being on the podcast. All I gotta say is, yo, thank you, boys. Like, thank you for having me. Sure. Like, this is pretty cool. Pretty cool. But yeah, I'm excited. Like, whatever we want to talk about, let's get it cracking. I think this is gonna be a pretty interesting episode because I'll be honest. Before I came here, I hate to say it, I took like a couple shots because, like, bro.
Oh, yeah, you good,
then. I was ready to get it cracking. Like, yeah, you good. I'm ready to get it cracking. So let's get it cracking. Whatever we want to talk about, let's talk about it.
Okay, so I wanted to, you know, clearly you're wearing a shirt that you designed. So, like, what goes behind, like, the designing aspect of you creating a shirt? Like, what goes behind, like, sometimes I know you don't even want to work on the shirt that you got planned, but how do you go about, like, getting the creative aspect of it and then also making sure it gets done?
That's a good question. I'll be honest, like, I feel like the most fire times that I've made, like, a shirt that I'm really, like, damn, this looks good. I'll be honest, like, it's always late at night. There's something about being in your creative element late at night when you're by yourself, you're in your head thinking about shit, and you're just very excited to see what other people think about it. So what I would say to that question is being up late at night and thinking in my own head, talking to myself, like, what would I like to see as I want to put myself in the shoes of, like, if I was the person seeing something else, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was the person seeing something that someone drops, because when I'm scrolling through Instagram, you always see, like, advertisements, like, I see a shirt, and I'm like, bro, this shit looks whack, this shit looks fire, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you make something, I think the main thing is, you just gotta think about, like, how would other people look at the thing that you're making, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, look at it from the customer viewpoint.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's decent. And then on top of that, too, like, you know, you've been down here for, like, the weekend. So, pretty much, like, going downtown of the campus and then seeing, like, many students wearing a shirt that you have designed. Like, what is that feeling like?
Dude, I'll be honest, bro. Like, everyone, Mookie and Plord, Alex Plord, they kept mentioning it to me. But I was, like, I was looking at it, but it still didn't hit me yet. Because I'll be honest, like, whenever I visit a college, it's always, like, when I come back home, that's when I, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been doing online school, right? Mm-hmm. And whenever I go to a college, it feels, like, crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the dopamine receptors in my brain are like, holy shit. Bunch of cool-ass people. I'm loving it. Like, that's, like, low-key why. You remember the last time I came here, I went too crazy?
I remember.
Yeah. That's why. Because it's, like, damn, bro, like, I'm so used to being at home, alone, come to a school, crazy. Now I'm seeing a bunch of people wearing my shirt, like you said. It still didn't hit me yet, I'll be honest. It's going to hit me when I come back home, I already know. Like, yeah. But it is really cool, but it's like, bro, it's going to hit me when I, like, come back home.
So it's just like, right now he hasn't fully processed that you said.
Because, I mean, you got to think about it, man. It's something that you got the idea in your head. Put it on paper first. Put it on t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And now you seeing other people basically believe in what you believed in. They see something in what you saw. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. People believing in what you putting out, your product.
Exactly.
See people wearing that out and a bar town is like, you know, it's surreal. It ain't even hit him yet. Can't even explain it yet.
I feel like you guys can relate with this. It's like you guys got a podcast, right? I feel like when you're a person who, like, has a goal, you're doing shit, it's almost like you get caught in that, like,
loophole.
Almost like you want to keep moving, right? So it's like when something good happens, it's like, fuck, you're too busy thinking about what's next.
Right, right, right.
My problem is, even my dad told me this like a week ago. Shit. My dad told me this a week ago. He said, Toby, you have a problem with thinking too much about your future. I think sometimes I just think so much about my future because it's almost like you can't. When you think about your future too much, you forget about the beautiful moments.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I want to start working on that more because it's like, bro, there's so many beautiful moments. Like even this, for example, right? Like, dude, this is cool. Mm. And it's like, bro, I just want to live in the moment more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think we get lost in the sauce a lot of the times, man. It's like we got to, you hear it all the time, but we got to fall in love with the process. I think that's where everything is, man, the process. That's where all the fun is. That's where all the memories are made. That's where you meet everybody. That's the trenches. Yeah, trenches. Exactly. You know, everybody, once they get rich, it make the trenches so much better because that's what made you. You know, you wouldn't be where you are today without the trenches.
And that's a good point because, bro, think about all the people who, let's say, for example, everyone who is, like, famous, right? Mm-hmm. Think about all the people who are famous who, when they had friends and they were on the come up, and like people were like, yeah, I don't really fuck with them. And then when they became famous, they're like, damn, I fuck with them. It's like, bro, you have to appreciate, you have to be real with yourself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, bro, something that I just wish like happened less is like, bro, when someone makes it in life, other people look at them a certain way. It's human nature. That's how we all are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at them a certain way, but it's like, bro, I would feel even better if someone who I already liked, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who I already liked before they even made it, then they made it. That would feel even better.
Right. And you see that a lot of time with like fans with music, when they catch an artist first before he blow up, he's like, I was here before the fame. You know, I was here when he was doing 200, 300 shows, you know, and shit like that. It just make it, when they get to where you know they should be at, it just make it more memorable.
Really. Yeah.
And also, on top of that, too, I feel like people get so used to seeing who you were that they can't grasp who you have become. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like they'll always see you in the same light that they've been seeing you for the past couple of years. So now that you are elevating, they still remember the old version of you, even though you have grown past that.
That's facts. It's almost like we're used to being in our own, like, bubble, kind of.
Yeah.
So when someone sees somebody else go out of that bubble, they're like, damn. Which is why the first thing on my notes app, by the way, I came prepared. The Free Sauce Podcast, I came prepared. This is some real stuff. Like, by the way, is this my water?
Yes,
it is. Your water.
Bro, like, this is some proper, like, bro, they came ready. Yes, sir. This is different.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Never have I been to a place where they just like fucking put the water fire. I'm like, bah. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But like I was saying, I thought another man, Mookie, was going to be here. So the first thing on my notes app said Mookie's girlfriend. But that reminded me. We were talking about people being in a bubble. And then when they see somebody else like go out of that bubble, like kind of rise up, they're like, damn. Like,
right.
It makes them feel a certain way. Which, by the way, we can get into this later, but I think it comes from, like, insecurity. I think everything in the world, like, that, like, people are, like, don't like, they're with their friends, something about them. I think the main thing that it comes from is, like, insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I look into my own head, and, like, whenever I find myself hating on another person, right, I gotta be honest with myself. Like, whenever I'm, like, hating, I gotta be like, wait a minute. It's because I'm insecure. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, you know, and if you say, bro, so
is it because they got something you got? I mean, got something that you don't have, or they strong in the area where you lack in, or they got a girl that you want, a car that you want?
Yeah, it's pretty much like
I'll give a good example. Like, let's say I'm at a bar, right? Like, I'll make this most relatable to like the guys watching this because I think every guy can feel what I'm about to say. I think every man in the world can feel it because this is like some real like human nature primal shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Boys, listen. Like let's say you're at a bar, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're just like chopping it by yourself, or just by yourself, and then you see a dude just like making out with two chicks,
right?
My bad, I wasn't next to the mic. Let's say I see a dude making out with two chicks, and I'm like, bro. And even worse, the dude is less attractive than you are.
Right. I get where you're going, yeah.
Bro, something in my brain is like, bro, that should be me. That is not okay. Like, what's happening here? You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Why?
That is not okay. And by the way, I just thought of a, my brain works in weird ways, but I just had an interesting fun fact. So apparently, gorillas, right?
Right.
So let's say there's five male gorillas and five female gorillas, right? Mm-hmm. Apparently, like, only one of those five gorillas are going to get with all five of the female gorillas, right? Mm. And the fucked up thing is, after that one male gorilla gets with all five female gorillas, mm-hmm. the other four gorillas that didn't get the punani, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Are going to raise the children of those five female gorillas.
Oh, that's crazy.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
And I feel like maybe I sound like Andrew Tate right now. I'm not even trying to sound like that, but it's like, bro, I'm just trying to say, like, I feel like people forget, like, bro, like, there's always like an innate primal instinct in humans. Like, I know, like, yeah, like, we wear fancy clothes, we like live in a certain way, but it's like, bro, people got to realize that we're still animals. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, I constantly think, like, bro, am I the one gorilla or the four gorillas? Because I don't want to be those other four gorillas, bro. Because that one gorilla beat all the other four gorillas' asses. He's feeling good, and now the other four are just going to raise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like,
let's talk about that, though. Do you feel like it's like that in real life?
I feel like I got to start, like, talking to more people and shit. Because, like, I'm, like, I've been at home and shit.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be honest, being at home does take a toll on your mental health. Like, bro, I just think about, like, I feel like I go too deep into it. Like, I'm just at home watching YouTube videos. I find myself only thinking about, like, girls too much. It's like, it's actually a problem. Like, even, I wish Mookie is here. Like, bro, like, when I came to visit him, he found out, he realized, like, by the way I was talking, like, bro, you gotta stop talking about girls, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro.
I mean, because, like, look at it, though. Like, you are online without it. Like, you don't have the constant interaction.
I was gonna say, it just builds the anxiety when you looking at it, but you don't get the chance to actually go out in real life and experience it.
Exactly.
So you getting too much information. You know, he watching.
Too much for your brain to handle.
Yeah, he watching videos and shit. He seeing people interact, and he's like, okay, I let me do that. But he not actually going out and testing it for himself. He don't know what the fuck worked because he got so much information in his head. He don't know what to use right now.
Exactly. It's too much for your brain to handle. Like, I often think, like, back in the day, right? Like, back in the day, let's say fucking...
How far back?
Let's say 500 years ago, right?
Okay.
People who had a lot of information, they were like the people, they were like the scholars, right?
Yeah, the leaders, yeah.
And let's say you were a king 500 years ago. If you wanted to learn something new, someone would come up to you. One of the people who just study shit. They'd come up to you and be like, Your Majesty, Your Highness. Mm-hmm. I learned a new fact on this fucking dictionary. Let me tell you about it. Now you can find out everything. Men nowadays can learn more about, can see more pussy than, like, Sir fucking Saint Francis 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, 500 years ago, even think about this, bro. 500 years ago, if you were the top of the top, right now the average dude can see more, like, girls being sexy,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the top guy, and I feel like top guy fought 500 years ago, and I feel like, bro, all I gotta say is, guys gotta start realizing this. Guys are starting to, like, become less, like,
I could touch on that too for you.
Yeah, please.
It's also the fact that, like, the testosterone levels in the man nowadays is so much lower than even man's 50 years ago. Just because it's just the idea of, like, being able to, on your phone, constantly seeing a lot of information being processed.
It's really bad.
And then also, nowadays, it's like, technology has made it easy for us men to not want to work, like, hard physical labor jobs as they used to back in the day. Because nowadays, everybody wants the quickest way and the fastest way to get.
Yeah, everybody want to be a streamer. Everybody want to be a YouTuber.
Where you go?
Nobody want to build no motherfucking roads no more.
It's like,
bridges.
It's crazy.
Testosterone levels is really low now.
That's what I'm saying. But if you think about it, it's like, bro, what's it going to be like in the future? Like, let's say, like, 200 years in the future, what's it gonna, are they going to be even like, are they going to look back at us and be like, damn, they were on their shit?
Right.
But it's like, we're looking back at, like, people who were really on their shit.
Mm-hmm.
So does that just mean, like, what's going to happen to humanity?
So I'm going to say, do y'all think that it just testosterone levels continue to just decline? Or do you think that somehow, some way, this shit get turned around?
Hopefully not. I'm thinking, mate.
But I'm thinking, before you answer, yes. I'm thinking, if we do see a turnaround, it got to happen in our lifetime.
In our lifetime.
Because if it keep declining, by the time we 80, our grandchildren going to be a bunch of pussies.
I'll be honest.
No cap.
A bunch of pussies. If like our grandparents might think that we pussies, but man, that's going to be something different, bro.
And it's like, I'm saying I hope not, just because like, with technology comes a lot of innovation, and like a lot of like ways to think around problems and ways. I feel like it might not necessarily be how it used to be, as in like people actually going out and physically building shit. I just feel like it's more like more likely of how humans gonna interact. Because I feel like with AI comes the problem of interaction between people. Like nowadays, like sometimes I open my Snapchat in a long time in a while, and my somebody added me and says my AI. I was like, hold on. So that's how people are supposed to interact now. Like it's like, ask me anything and I'll provide you information. But then I'm starting to realize, like, back in the day, like more people actually sat down and have conversations and communicated about ways to solve problems. But nowadays, if all I gotta do is just ask an AI of how to solve my life problems, then it comes to, you start to question, then what are humans gonna be used for? If your best friend is gonna be an AI,
I'll be honest. So your question was,
testosterone levels declining, and then how would that affect the future? Yeah.
So this is my thought. I think low key, like I look at humanity. I'll be honest. I think as time goes on, there will be like let's say all the people at a given time. There's gonna be less males who are able to get all the females, and I look at it as like, bro. It's always like when you look at like let's say like you're in a room with 100 girls, 100 guys. It's not distributed easily. It's not distributed evenly. That's what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like there's a small percent of guys you can get with all the girls. And I think it's like as we continue on and people are able to look at Instagram and look at their phones and see so many fucking beautiful women and shit, I just think like there's less of a pool of men who are able to get with all those girls. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, 100%.
And it's tough because I really feel for all the guys who, by the way, the majority of guys are straight up lonely. It's pretty sad, bro.
It is.
It's pretty sad, bro. The majority of guys are lonely.
If you look at the other side, it's like women could like go and get some dick at the snap of a finger. But men, you know,
you have to put in the work.
The interesting thing about that too is when it comes to like sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys are by nature very like we like sex by nature, like we're physical. But the interesting thing is like women are more like emotional, right? That's why I don't want to sound like Andrew Tate. I swear, I'm just saying like how it is. But I feel like sex to guys is the same way that like attention is for girls. And I don't even think that that's like a controversial thing to say. I think it's just like by nature, like it's just kind of how we are, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I could agree with that.
Yeah.
I could get behind that too.
Yeah. I could dig that.
Yeah, and it's just interesting, yeah. By the way, my bad if I'm talking too much.
No, like, you're good. I love this conversation cuz you going somewhere else that a lot of people wouldn't be able to go, you know?
Like yeah, and you can tell, like, I'm holding back. This is me holding back. Like, bro, like, you know me. Like, you see when I, like, post, like, fucking, like, stories on my, bro, like.
I know.
By the way, after this, I gotta add you on Instagram. Like, you'll see, too. Like, I post, like, on my late night. By the way, yeah, I've been at home. Maybe this comes out of being at home for so long. And then when I'm around people, I'm like, bro, I just want to really be myself because I already know after this weekend, I'm going back home. I'm just going to be by myself. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
It's kind of like you get to charge up, though. When you're by yourself, you get to charge up and get your social meters ready and shit like that. Then when you around people, you get to go all out.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also like there's introverts and extroverts. I feel like introverts charge up when they're by themselves.
Okay.
And I feel like extroverts charge up when they're around other people.
Yeah.
And me personally, you could already tell what I am. I'm an extrovert. Like,
so being inside for too long,
it makes me go crazy. Makes me go crazy, bro. So when I'm around other people, it's like, that's what I feel like myself when I'm around other people. I love it, bro. You know? So like the bar crawl yesterday, that was like, bro, I was living. I was living. You know what I mean? But when I'm by myself for too long, it's like, damn. I'm just thinking like, I don't know. I'm just thinking like, damn, you know?
So like, what would you think would be the bridge of them two? Because, you know, like, your situation is you doing school online, right? And you don't like being by yourself. So what could be a bridge of like, okay, I get classes done online. Maybe I go to like the movies by myself. Even though you're not with people, you still go to the movies. Maybe I go eat at the restaurant by myself, you know? Like, at the same time, like, I feel like most people get lost in the fact that you think the things that you're supposed to be doing, you're supposed to be doing with somebody else. Maybe you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, so you think every single time if I want to go to the movies or if I want to go eat out, I'm going to just wait for their timeline to align for me to go do that. Yeah. But at the same time, though, you can do all that stuff while if you're still alone. You could still go watch the movie by yourself. You could go to the restaurant to eat by yourself. Most people don't realize, like, you don't need somebody else to be able to go get the stuff that you want to get done personally.
Yeah,
it's the same theory as this. Like, let's say you and your girl or you and your boyfriend go work out every day together.
Yeah,
consistently, and then you end up breaking up. You're gonna hate going to the gym just because you have built an emotional attachment to with somebody else.
That's an
to
interesting
the gym.
Thought.
Because when you were at the gym, who were you with? You were constantly with somebody that you shared love interest with. So the moment you lost that person, doing that same repeated behavior doesn't bring the same emotional joy.
I think it depends on the activity, though.
No, yeah, it depends on the activity, but most of the time, that's what happens to a lot of people. Like, they lose themselves because you don't have the alone time apart. Like, you consistently doing the same activities, whereas in, like, the moment you lose that person, it's like you can't find the joy in it no more.
But, I mean, that's kind of a relationship, though. So you got to look at it. So when you're in a relationship, you typically going to do a lot of things together right. No matter if it's with this person or no matter who you're in a relationship with, you typically going to do a lot of things together. So then once you break up, I don't think that you necessarily be sad, or I don't think that you necessarily wouldn't be able to do those things or wouldn't want to. I just think that, I don't know, shit. I don't know. I don't think that you would be sad, though.
No, you're not going to be sad.
Well, I don't
do
think
it.
That you wouldn't want to do it.
But it's just, I'm thinking like, look, so let's say I enjoy doing something with this person. Let's say maybe I enjoyed, let's say, what could be something fun that you do?
Maybe, yeah, if you're talking about,
am I
like
able
a,
to, by the way, am I able to rip my paper here?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want to do.
if you're talking about like a weekly thing or like something that's like y'all thing to do, I get what you're saying then. But okay. you had said at the gym, so that's why
let me
I was trying to find a good
I know what you said.
I'll
be honest.
Go ahead.
Maybe this is just the way my brain works, but I was listening to everything you said to start this new conversation, right? And I was left out on this conversation. I don't know what the fuck's going on. You started this conversation by asking a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into something else. And I was like, bro, I'm fucking lost. So I'm just looking at, when I talk in front of a camera, I'm looking at the way that like the viewer would look at it. So maybe there's some viewers who know what I'm saying, and maybe there's others who are like in the same mindset.
Yeah.
Right.
So where you lost it?
Where you lost that?
What don't you understand?
We can bring you back.
The first, like, before this topic, right?
Uh-huh.
When you were when you first mentioned this topic, when you first brought it up.
Okay, I brought it up.
There was a question that you asked that I actually thought was a pretty solid question.
What I was talking about was pretty much like,
I forgot what it was.
No, it was pretty much like when people who are close into relationships or whatever have a habit or a hobby that they enjoy together, the moment one of the people in the relationship leaves the relationship, sometimes it's difficult for the other person to enjoy doing that same habit or hobby.
Bro, I think the topic was even before that. I think that the topic was before
that. we probably lost you way back then. My bad. Because we've been on this
for a bit. You good? By the way, to the viewers too, I'm looking getting lost in the sauce by like talking to you guys, like looking at you.
Okay.
I forget that there's a camera.
Yeah,
but that's the point though.
Interesting dynamic when like you're doing a podcast, because I don't do this. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Often, yeah.
And I wish I did it more, because this is what I love. You can probably tell, like, I love this. Yeah, I come on, I'm natural. Like, I love it, bro. All I do on my free time is watch podcasts, bro. I love talking to people. I love this, bro. Like, I wish I went to this school to do this with you guys.
Too, man.
Yeah, we
it'll be fun with a third person like you.
Yeah, you are too energetic. Yeah.
I'll be honest. Like, I feel like the problem with me is like I'm a little too energetic sometimes. So like people that are like kind of like mellow.
But that's like, the thing. It'll offset me for sure.
Yeah, but the problem is like I feel like you guys like it, but it's like sometimes I'm like in my head. I'm like, am I talking too much? Am I doing too much? And it's like, it's fucked. It's like sometimes like I gotta stop talking, and when I'm not talking in my head, I'm thinking like these people, like, all right, am I talking too much? Like, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are interesting, bro. And I just happen to be one of the people that talk a lot, and I don't know.
I mean, it could be to your benefit too, though, because sometimes, like, look, what I have come to realize is you rather talk a lot than not talk at all. Just because if you talk a lot, if something is bothering you, you can mention it. But if you don't touch on it, and let's say you hold everything in, now you just, it just so, it makes everything much more uncomfortable to deal with. So also, when it comes to like a job place, and let's say you want a raise, you rather vocalize, advocate for yourself than trying to wait for everybody else to see what you've been doing to in order to give you the raise. Because let's say you keep waiting, everybody else going to pass you by, even though you deserve it. It's just because you can't advocate. I guess
it depends on the situation.
Yeah, it does.
You're explaining is like,
yeah.
What you're explaining is like a time where someone would need to talk, right?
Yes.
But I'm like more like talking about situations where people are just enjoying each other's company, right?
And you don't want to talk.
Yeah. And I happen to be the person who maybe is like a little talking too much, or say something out of pocket, because like you know me, bro. You know me. You know me. Like on Thursday, the first day I came here, right? All right. Let me tell this story. Actually, let me tell this story. All right. So I'll give an example of a time where I'll be like, yeah, I shouldn't have talked.
Yeah.
On Thursday, I'm hanging out with Mookie. I'm in his house. And then it's like me and like four guys, whatever. And then someone comes into the room. It's at Lodge. Someone comes in. It's a dude and three girls, right? And in my head, I'm like, interesting. What's going on? I don't know. Interesting. Anyway, they go to the kitchen, like grab food or whatever. And they're about to leave. No one says anything. And personally, I think every group of guys needs a guy like me to talk up when no one's saying anything.
Right.
But I said something that was out of pocket.
What'd you say?
Very out of pocket. All right, so they're leaving, right? They're leaving out of the house. The guy's holding like a fucking bag of cabbage or some shit. Like random shit, right? Like, I'm assessing the situation. I'm like, why is no one talking about this? In my head, I'm like, why is no one talking about this? So I go, fuck, bro. I say out loud while everyone else is quiet, I go, why does this look like the most like awkward intro to a porno? And in my head, I'm like, bro, that's a fire joke. But everyone else is so awkward because they're probably don't want to talk about it. And they're like, bro. Everyone else is like this. They're just sitting like this though. And I'm like, bro, that shit was funny, bro. But it's like, that's the example I had to use for like someone who likes to like talk and just say what's on their mind. And then everyone else just happens to like, they're not like the same vibe. You know what I'm saying?
I guess what I can say is pretty much it comes with like being able to read a room. Like, cause sometimes like sometimes I talk a lot, but sometimes I'm really quiet. Like, as in like being able to read a room, as in like, just cause what you say, what you're thinking in your head is funny to, like, out loud. Sometimes it's like, nobody else wants to hear it.
Right. We're not in the mood.
That is true.
Like, and sometimes that could be an impression of what that's probably maybe the first time you probably met the guys and the girls probably. Mm-hmm. So that could leave a lasting impression of like, okay, maybe if he's around, like I might not be comfortable, you know?
That is true.
So I feel like it comes to the maybe being able to read a room.
That is true. Speaking of that, I think my problem is like sometimes I go like half and half, like reading a room and then like just like saying, fuck it, I just want to entertain myself. I just want to laugh. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Like, I'm not going to lie. If I was there, I would have probably found it funny.
Right. I would have probably laughed a little. I would have gave you a look.
It's like, bro, it's like, that's life. Like, everyone is living life in their own heads. So why don't I just make myself laugh? You know what I mean? Why don't I make myself laugh? Everyone's being awkward sitting like this. If everyone is awkward, I want to be the guy that says something that wants to make everyone like loosen up a little bit. But it happened to be, I said something, there's a lot of bias. And it didn't fuck with it. So I was like, fuck, I fucked up. I fucked up, yeah.
But I mean, look at it as like, it's an experience. You live and you learn. Maybe sometime in another room, that could have been the best joke they ever heard in the day.
Yeah, in the right setting, shit would have.
But it's just also like, you also gotta look at it. Like I was saying, like being able to read a room. And then on top of that too, sometimes, like you were saying, like we all get caught up so much, like living in our own head. Mm-hmm. As in, like you forget, like sometimes people are around. Like sometimes you might say something that you talk, like you're thinking about, but like you forget like who you are around. And like sometimes it's like you get so caught up that you forget like some things you might even, like I was saying, you might want to say, but the people that you're around, it's not the right crowd for it.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
And that's a skill.
And then what else did you want to touch on? Because so you came on here
asking questions.
So like,
yeah, so yeah, you can probably see me like looking at my phone and shit. I'm like looking at the podcast questions. I feel, bro, I'll start by saying this. I feel like you guys are like a mellow podcast, if you know what I'm trying to say. Like,
yeah,
the type of shit where like someone could listen to it and go to bed, like that kind of podcast, which is good, right?
Yeah, appreciate that.
But you need that person to fucking come on with the
controversy,
with the real shit. So I want to ask you guys a question.
Okay,
the podcast of the podcast. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? What are your guys' thoughts on? It seems like nowadays everyone knows this, like things are getting like more soft. Everything on the media seems like it's trying to make guys a little more like soft.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any like opinions on that? Because like I saw this, was it TikTok or Instagram reel? I saw a video where a mother took a video showing what was in Target, right? The boys aisle of Target, they were taking a video and all the shirts had rainbows, right? And like the colors were like light blue, pink. Pretty much the majority of the shirts for the boys aisle looked like girls clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, like what is going on? Do you guys have any like thoughts on like, bro, like have you, yeah. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on it, but like what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, well, shit, you see what's going on. They're trying to push an agenda. I think that, I don't know, I think that's the time that we're in. I think that the only thing that we can do to really reverse that is just to do more manly shit. The manly men have to be more vocal in my eyes. Because right now, it's a lot of the soft men is being very vocal, pushing their agenda and showing you their way of life and showing you, hey, live like me, do this. And the manly men are not really doing that.
Follow-up question. Yeah. So bringing it back to, you remember my thought about saying that like a small majority of men are getting all the girls, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you think that as time goes on, like, you said we got to do more manly shit. Like, that's right. The answer. Do you think that, like, there's only going to be a small majority of men doing the manly shit? Because,
I do. Yeah.
Because most guys are almost scared to do the manly shit because it doesn't follow what's happening.
It's like this. What I've come to realize is like this day and age, it's like everybody is heavily focused on identity. This day and age, like, as in, like, I don't know if it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, it's really like everybody's focused on like, oh, what they are or who they are. It's like everybody's so heavily focused on identity, whereas in like,
especially in America, no, like, this also, is like a, no, this is like a crazy identity crisis.
Yeah. But it's also like a couple years back or like decades back or centuries back, people were more focused on like what we can accomplish together. Like it was the togetherness of accomplishment. But now it's like everybody's so focused on what they can gain and get for themselves.
How they feel as an individual.
Like I feel like nowadays everybody's just so
feelings is more involved.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%, but I feel like the problem is, bro, like I don't believe in being so focused on yourself. And I think that the problem with, I guess it's happening with the entire world, but I think this is like an American thing. Like America specifically is so
individualism right now.
Yeah. Personally, I don't think individualism is like a good thing. I think it's like, well, I think it's important to think about other people. And it's like, bro, when you think about yourself too much, which is like, I don't know. I don't think
we having a tough balance of finding that, you know, that saying, we got to make sure our glass is full before we can fill up others. I think we taking that too serious.
I think motherfuckers want to get greedy.
They want to take it all. Exactly. And then, oh, let me feed distribute. You a little exactly. bit what I done took already.
Exactly. From you. Thank you for helping me with that, because I guess what I wanted to say was like, at the end of the day, like thinking about yourself too much, just is like in a sense is greed, because it's like, I just don't like this whole like thinking about yourself too much thing, man.
It's like, it's so hard finding a balance.
Exactly. And like, I feel like it's crazy, because like when the average person says something that like everyone else is thinking, right? Everybody else hates it, because like they're in the back of their head, they're thinking, how would everybody else look at it? Because now I guess it's like rainbows and shit. Fuck it, rainbows. I love rainbows. Fuck it. Who cares?
Going back to that, like, men are being, like, that soft shit is being pushed on men. I think that if you are a man in today's age and you're doing manly shit, you're, like, taking care of shit, you're speaking up for yourself, I think that you got the world in your hands right now, because that percentage of men is...
Here's the tough thing though. Here's the battle with men who are, you know, being masculine. Here's the battle that they have to push against, because a lot of times when you do something that is quote unquote masculine, people look at you like, bro, why are you being a fucking douchebag? Fucking everyone hates you. What, yada yada. It's almost like, for example, let's say I'm trying to think. Basically, like, if you're in a situation and you happen to be the one guy who speaks up, everyone could be thinking about how everyone else perceives what you just said. Because, I mean, it's a masculine trait to say something that kind of, like, goes against, everyone else is thinking. Because everybody else who's thinking in the normal way, is their mind is based off of how everyone else perceives them. And everyone else who, like, agrees with each other, they're just trying to make sure, like, everyone else in the room likes them and shit. But the guy who stands up and says something, right? He's just saying what he thinks. But the problem with saying what you think is like, you have to go against everyone else in the room not fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah. I saw like a quote a little bit of time ago. It basically said, when you think differently from the masses, it just requires more time for you to be alone, because you can't really share your thoughts with anybody, because they're going to look at you like, fuck is he talking about? He's crazy. Lock him up now.
Exactly.
And that's the time of age that we're in. It's like, it's so hard to vocalize your opinion without scrutiny. Like, it's so hard.
But, okay, so is this us becoming some soft ass niggas? Who gives a fuck?
That's what I'm saying. No, who gives that's a fuck? That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to, I was going to align to the other side of the table. I was saying, like, right now, it's like so hard for a lot of people to say what they actually feel without like scrutiny. But at the same time though, as somebody that wanna be able to push out a platform, be able to push out my ideas in the book and stuff like that, I gotta make sure I go outside of everything that the normal world wants me to do. Cause if I do go the route where it's like this. When you're different, you are classified as a genius, right?
Right.
To be different is to be a genius, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you're all the same, you're just a sheep, right? So pretty much, if you want to be a genius, you got to be different. Everybody that has been a genius in this world was different.
Well, we're, okay, so let me say this. We're all different in some way, but we don't get that genius classification until we get that social proof. So he's an outsider, he's a weirdo, he's all these things until he gets that $100 million deal, until he sells his company for $1 billion. Until he gets that, like, that proof from everybody else, he's still going to be that. Oh, he's different from everybody. But everybody is different. I just think that
it's like
you get that genius tag once you get everybody to jump on your bandwagon.
But here's the thing, though. I feel like when you're different, you have to understand the balance of being too different. You know what I'm saying?
And also being in the society.
Because like when I think of different, like a person I think of is like Kanye, right?
Uh-huh.
I feel like he is an example of someone who kind of did a little too much, right? And didn't understand the, like he was already different, but you don't have to be more different. Right. You got what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Like, if you're already different, everyone thinks you're cool, you don't need to do more.
He thought he had to keep on pushing the bar.
He wanted to fucking boom!
Right, right.
Keep going!
But check it out, though. In his eyes, though, you got to look at it from his perspective. Okay, so check it out. What? Every generation needs somebody that breaks down the door, right? Uh-huh. If everybody else is scared to break down the door, but he is not, who are we to be like, don't break that door? Because at the same time, though, it's like, we can look at it as in like, he went too far. But to him, he probably, I ain't done shit.
It's almost like, it's almost like what you're trying to say is, it's almost like when so many people are thinking a certain way, it's almost like the balance when there's that one person who goes too far to be able to like make things like even.
Okay. I was just gonna say he probably has made shit possible that we don't see yet.
Yeah.
You might not see it until 10 years, but we look back like, damn, when Kanye said that, that's when everything changed. That's when they started doing this, when they started doing that. But we might not be able to see it right now because we so lost in the sauce. We in it right now. We in it.
Like we get lost in the present.
This is very trippy. Low-key, think about like, this is a very trippy thought. Like, think about, like, in the moment when someone does something that's, like, kind of out of pocket, but then in the future, it makes sense. Isn't that weird? You know what I'm saying?
Because it's also, like, in the moment, though, most people are more likely to jump on the wagon that everybody else is in. Until later on.
Because they want to establish from, like, wanting to be appreciated by other people.
Right. And then,
honestly, bro, all I got to say is, bro, in this world, you got to live this world looking at yourself and be like, yo, I'm a cool guy. As I was longboarding to this place right now, I was like, bro, I just look like a cool guy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, I think that a lot of things stem from like insecurity. And it's like, I wish every person in this world just like was able to look at themselves in the mirror and be like, bro, I like myself. I think I'm a cool person, so I don't need to base how good I feel off of other people's opinions on me. You know what I mean?
And it's like this too. Like, everybody has a different opinion about you. Just cause like, I'm gonna relate this to like a book. Like, some people met you at chapter one.
Yeah.
Some people met you at page one. Some people met you at chapter two. Some people met you at page 30. So it's like, people's opinion of you, it depends on the page or the chapter of the book that they landed on.
That's
right?
A good one.
That's probably one of the best fucking, I don't know what it is that I done heard in a minute. Yeah, best analogies.
Yeah, like it's pretty much like where they happen to meet you at. But so don't allow, I guess you can allow somebody's opinion to influence you, but at the same time though, you gotta realize how much influence they have on you is where in the book they met you. Because sometimes they might have met you when you are the lowest of lows. They might have met you when you are the highest of highs. So the opinion of you now, you have the best recollection of the journey that you have been on. Nobody else in your life can tell you from day one to day, however you live, how your life has pretty much went. Your parents can give you an idea of who you have turned out to become, like somebody in the family that you have turned out to become, but they have no clue what steps and what journey you had to go on. And I feel like sometimes a lot of people forget that sometimes it's cool to, you know, get the opinions of others, but also be able to make sure that you're enjoying your journey for yourself.
Man, that just made me like want to start creating like some type of diary or some type of shit like of my everyday life to make a fucking book. If you literally write out, describe every day, you can make a fucking book.
You can make a book. And it could be a book that what I've
the man to, of many quotes right here.
Yeah, but also look at it though. Like it could be a book where it's like I've come to realize like if you want to make friends with people that are dead. Cause what you have gone through, you're most likely to go through. So let's say generations of raspberries come along. None of them might have met you before, but your book is a social proof of you living. And also it's the best way for them to convince it with to have communications with you, to know who you were before you left.
Low key, that's something I've been trying to do. I'm trying to figure out, like, if I'm going to do Ancestry or that 23andMe shit. I'm trying to see
what, how far you
really what the fuck I can learn about myself and shit like that.
And that's good though.
Unlock some codes.
Yeah, just being able to, you know, allow yourself to understand who you are.
That's fast.
I feel like
unlock some codes. Unlock some codes. I think like shit. If you. That's the key, man. If you figure out where you're from, like really your purpose, what your people grew up doing, like your ancestors and shit like that, you can learn about diseases that run in your family, shit like that, cancers, anything. And that's the key. Prepare. The key. Know where you come from. Know your people.
Speaking of what you just said, I feel like it's good for people to talk to their parents about. My bad. If you're struggling with something, it's almost like talk to your parents about what you're struggling with, because chances are they probably struggle with it.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you can just learn about like what, when I look at like, let's say old people, right? I'm just like, damn, bro, old people are literally people who have lived on this planet longer than you. That's kind of crazy.
It is.
And you can just learn from it.
That's why, you know, like listen to it. Like the common sense shit that people say, the cliches that people say, it makes sense because it's like, they've been here longer than me. Duh, they have shit. I should want to learn from them. If they've been through the fire, they should know the route. They should know which way. Okay, this is a cold spot. Go here. This is one. Don't go over there. They know which way to go. I think that you just got to listen to the people
around. It's funny because like the cliche shit oftentimes is like, bro, literally, like that's the answer.
We talk about it down there every week.
Every week.
Got to listen to the cliches, man.
It's like, you get so caught up thinking everybody's like straying you off by telling you what you're supposed to be listening to until you start to realize like, damn, they've been saying the same shit over and over. Something got to be true about it.
And I feel like as we grow older, it's like we realize the cliche shit. It's like, oh yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Like, All along.
I feel like old people, like as they grow old, they're just like, oh yeah, it was pretty simple. Life is like, so now they try to like tell it to younger people, but younger people are like, nah.
Right? You're
like,
so stubborn.
That's why they get so pissed off when it's like, I told you don't do it, but it's like, we got to see for ourselves, man. Yeah. We got to, experience is the greatest teacher, bro. Yep. We got to experience that hurt, that pain, that win, that everything. We got to experience that. So I don't know. I don't think that you could ever. I don't know. You can't tell somebody not to do something.
I have two questions for you guys.
No, yeah.
I might take a quick.
But I do agree with what Ricky was saying, though. Like, experience is the best teacher because it's like,
just do shit.
It's like a kid. If you tell a kid, don't run into a fire.
They got to touch that fire first. All right. I got what you're saying.
That shit looks cool as hell, man. Cool as hell.
It's crazy, yeah. But all right, I got two questions for you guys. So the first question is, I'm about to take a quick turn on this podcast, but I think that's what people like. That's what the viewers like to see, right?
You know that's what we want to see.
What are your types in girls? Like, when you look at girls, what is it that you look at and you're like, I like what I'm seeing?
You want me to go first or you want to go first?
It don't matter.
My answer gonna be a little longer.
Bro, the vibe. I feel like you guys didn't like this question.
Nah.
This is my vibe.
You say what do I see and it's like, oh yeah, that's I like that.
Yeah, like for example, to make the question like less awkward, like I'll start first. Like when I see a girl, I'm just like, I'm into like thighs, ass, but then in terms of like mentally, right? Not physically, like in terms of mentally, I like a girl that is like on my vibe. Like, maybe it sounds like selfish or something. I don't know. I like a girl that like when I like tell jokes and I'm like being myself, she seems like very entertained with it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, she likes your presence.
Exactly. Okay. For example, I posted an Instagram story, right? And I did this dumb shit where I record a video and I go, "Hey, mom, I got a new girlfriend." It's a joke, right? But look at this girl's face. She is smiling. And then wait, hold on. This is what I love. Just wait at the end, bro, when she looks at me, bro. Bro, that is what I like.
I get that.
So basically, like, what I'm asking you guys is, like, what do you like? The type of shit that makes me that excited? What do you like? What do you guys like in a girl?
I'm not a picky guy, so I go things that I do not like. So things that I don't like loud women. I hate it.
I agree with that.
Loud women.
Especially in public, bro.
I hate it. Get away. Stay away. Like you say, ass and thighs. I'm not a big body guy. I just like a nice body. You can't be sloppy.
So you're telling me you don't care about the body.
I'm about to tell you because I know where you was finna go. I don't have to be thick as hell. You don't have to be this type of pounds. You don't have to be this height. Just, I like a nice shape, a nice body, but you do have to have some type of ass and titties.
Yeah.
All right, but when you said
like
you're
a nice shape,
when you said you're not a body guy, so it sounds like you're like,
no, I mean, I'm not.
If they got a picky body guy.
He's not picky.
All right, because when I heard that, I was like, if they got a beer belly, like, you're like, bro,
right,
get out of
right,
here.
Right. Yeah, okay. But I'm not picky when it comes to that. I like a nice shape. I prefer light skin or brown skin.
You're good at saying things like the nice way. It sounds good.
Yeah,
I gotta learn that.
Right, I'm not picky though. You're very particular though.
Right.
I'm not. I just like a nice shape because I know that being like the picky guy, it has to be that,
you're gonna lose.
You cutting your chances.
Yeah,
you already.
Especially when you vocalize it to the girls.
Yeah,
like, you gotta kind of like just keep it in your head.
Because I know that every girl is not gonna be perfect. She's not gonna be
exactly
what I'm looking for. So you got to take some W's and L's along the way.
Something got to give.
Exactly. And speaking of L's, bro, I am the master of L's.
Yeah.
You still got to answer the question. But speaking of taking L's, bro, I went on a date with a fat bitch like last week, bro. but speaking of loud women, though, here was the thing, bro. Like we went thrifting, right? Went to Goodwill. We were thrifting. And then when we were in line, bro, she was just tying an extra line. We're in the line of Goodwill, and she's talking as loud as I am into this mic. Like, I'm a loud motherfucker. She was talking that loud in the line of Goodwill. Why you gotta talk that loud?
But to answer your question, like what Ricky was saying, like, I'm not really picky either, but what comes down to me for me?
You're that spiritual motherfucker.
No, but listen.
You can have a deep talk.
No, that's, I was about to touch on it. Like what does it for me is like how our conversation is. Like pretty much like I enjoy like deep meaningful conversations. So like if you're able to actually get me interested in the conversation that we both can talk about for hours, you got me. Mm-hmm. And it's hard finding a girl like that because we in college town.
Another thing is you just want somebody to understand.
Understand you.
Without you having to explain, because you know, as guys, we don't really like to explain how we feeling or what we like. We just want a motherfucker to know.
Bro.
But you know, that's not realistic. But it do help when they do know certain things that you are like all rip. When they just pay attention, you like that.
And it's like that's if you're a girl and listen to this, like. Learn how to read the body language of your man. Like,
hey, shout out to all the girls watching the freestyle.
No, I'm being dead ass.
Really though,
like that's literally the key to like.
That is true.
Like,
damn,
of actually like keeping that man for a long time.
Body language.
That is true.
Yeah,
like, I heard another thing. Music too.
Music
that we listen to.
Yeah,
until I mood a lot of times.
Because like you said, like as a man, you don't like to vocalize a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
because
like it's very, dude. The fact you said that, like, it's very like talent, like. Body language of a dude, you can literally tell how he's feeling. If a guy's chill, if a guy's kind of like this, like you can tell. Damn, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and it's just like we talk about it all the time. Like you want people to understand and know how you feel without communicating sometimes, because sometimes it's hard to find the words to describe how you feel.
I'm finna say a lot of times we just don't even know how to
explain it.
We might want to, but it's like I can't even form the right words. It's just I think the perfect word is just a lot of times males pressure. Mm-hmm. It's just pressure, man. That's the perfect word to describe what you feeling. We just under a lot of pressure right now.
Yeah. That is true.
That like
oh you put yourself
the first time I heard that shit, it was my barber that used to cut my hair. He used to my mom, like, she used to take me and like they just talking shit, and then he'd be like, oh, why you didn't comb your hair, why you didn't do this? And his response would just be like, man, he just under a lot of pressure right now. And I never really, I'm like, damn, I ain't under no pressure. I just didn't do it. But then as you like live, like, damn, niggas just be under pressure. But a lot of times it's not even real pressure. It's just shit just all in our head, mm-hmm. made up.
Like you put the bar so high for yourself, whereas I'm like, it's so hard to accomplish that every single time. Like, you feel like you, like, that's what we say, like, we gotta enjoy the little moments, like, the little, like, you gotta appreciate the little victories, because at the end of the day, like, the bar is so high. At what point are you gonna enjoy that victory?
Very true. Very true. Because it's like, you don't wanna, like, die and just, like, not have that moment of enjoying.
Yeah, the moment of appreciation of the life that you have lived. Cause I don't know, like, we talk about it all the time. Like, out of like everybody you know, not everybody's gonna be millionaires. Not everybody's gonna be wealthy. Not everybody, but it's the people that actually enjoy the life that they have lived. They have enjoyed the relationship that they have built, the everlasting impact that they have. Those are the people that have the most joy in life.
But going back on when you guys were talking about how you like when a girl, like, you can like get like you can, she understands you, right?
Right.
I'll be honest, man. Maybe it's because I've been at home for so long, but dude, I was talking to Moogie about this. I think I need to learn that because I'm still in the phase where it's like I'm too caught up in like physical. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like.
What you mean by that though? Too caught up in the physical.
Like he just wants sex.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay. Like,
yeah, I feel
okay.
Like, yeah. Physical in that way, and I guess what leads up to sex too, like how the girl looks. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, shit, you can't help
gonna,
it, bro. You're
going to have to get out that phase.
Like, I'm still caught up in my, like, just like, oh, like impulsive way of thinking. And I really don't like it. You know what I mean?
I can't say that.
A lot of people just say, just fuck it out of you.
Hey, whatever works for you. But I can't say, like, it is just shit that you grow up. It ain't no remedy that you could do. It ain't no fucking trick. It's just that.
Well, I know what's interesting, though. I think I know the answer for myself.
What is it?
Every time after, like, let's say I have sex, right? Uh-huh. It makes me think in, like, a nice way. I was talking to Mookie. I was talking to Mookie about this yesterday. I think guys who don't oftentimes have sex with girls, it makes them start to get kind of weird. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
And all I'm saying is, bro, I gotta blow some bitches' cheeks out for real, because like I've been becoming a weirdo. Like I gotta stop.
Gotta get your rocks off, man.
I need to come back to earth. I just want to take a nice, sexy girl out for a day, blow her cheeks out, and then I'm back to earth.
Right.
But I've been like, oh, this blood is flowing too much.
But
y'all are nice and relaxed. I'm fucking down.
But like, look though, at what point? Because now it's like it could go somewhere else. It's not supposed to go. At what point is that craving enough? You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes, like, you might want something over and over and over and over and over. But at what point is it enough?
Yeah, I just think it's bad, honestly. Like, this comes back to, like, this almost kind of relates to the way I'm talking about, like, my craving for, like, talking about, like, sex and shit. It kind of relates to the people in America we were talking about earlier who are so obsessed with identity, right?
Yeah.
It honestly just comes back to, like, I think humans just gotta stop focusing on how good they feel. You know what I mean? Like, that's where the problems come from. Like, the way that I'm talking about girls and stuff, the more I'm focused on how much I look at a girl,
like,
damn,
like,
bro.
The emotional, like, the...
Yeah, the problem is, like, when I focus... when I see a girl, for example. Uh-huh. The more I'm focused on how good she looks, the less it takes away from our actual understanding of each other.
The person itself.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? So I just gotta work on that. And like, I think everyone's gotta work on that.
I feel like maybe though, start approaching them as like a person rather than like an object. It's kind of like fucked up to say it like that way, but like,
yeah.
Start realizing like behind all that physical attraction and beauty.
It's hard, bro. It's easy, to say it's hard.
It's hard. Like, I'm not saying it's not easy.
We got to realize too that another thing, women, like beautiful women is not scarce. It's beautiful women everywhere. It's mm-hmm. tons of beautiful women. Mm-hmm. So I think that if you, I'm not saying stop being aggressive with women. I'm just saying go after women. Do like, but you got to be more intentional in the trial process, yep. I would say.
And I was even about to say, just I like what you said, because it's almost like you have to have that good balance, right? Because
mm-hmm.
it's like, you can enjoy how a girl looks, and that can be perfectly fine, but just don't do too much. Because talking to a girl, a person, a girl, they do like when it's like, you mentioned how they look. Mm-hmm. If you have that good balance,
right. mm-hmm.
just don't fucking and, too crazy.
And you got to also understand that if it's a beautiful girl, she most likely know that she is.
It is a beautiful girl. So
it is going to make it harder, and she's going to play the game too.
Something I noticed that girls like is like when you're particular about like, genuinely what you like about them. Let's say a girl has beautiful eyes, or I like the way that her jeans look on her.
The details.
When you're specific to a woman, hey, I love the way that those jeans fit on you. The color, it just goes well with you. Oh, oh my goodness. Oh.
Definitely though, it's the details, it's man.
For real.
That means you really paying attention, though.
Exactly.
As a man, you like, you know, like when it comes to like details, women have it more than we do. Like they pay more attention to details.
Yeah, yeah.
So like it's when you are able to hit on their interest level, because now you paying attention to their detail, I feel like it probably kicks something into their emotions where it's whoa, he actually cares. Like he's paying attention for a second.
Because the average dude is just saying, hey, look fucking hot. And then the dude comes up and is like, yo, I like yada, yada, yada. Like, be specific. They're like, damn.
Yeah, because the average dude just
average is looking on surface level with ass and
titties.
True.
That's true.
He's looking on surface level, man. That shit crazy.
And then what was the last question you have for us?
Oh, fuck. What was it? I don't even remember.
But I got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like, you know, like what Ricky was saying, like, be careful about, like, the trial. When you're trying it out, like when you're going through like picking and choosing, what are some qualities that you look for when you're looking for a partner?
Yeah, I was gonna say you need to ask yourself that question, like what do you like? Because you could filter out a lot of women before you even go have through a conversation with them.
I'll be honest, I feel like when it comes to women, like I'm just like I'm so focused on my own life that I don't think I have enough to give at this age to another girl.
That's,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Understandable.
So it's almost like I like to look at relationships as like if it happens, you know what I'm saying? Like we're in this room because we didn't think about it. It just happened.
Right.
Like I didn't have to ask you, hey, can I come on your podcast? Please, let me come on your podcast. No, it just happened. And I like to look at like, I can already imagine it. Like all my best friends, I didn't have to ask them, hey, can I be your friend?
It just happened.
So
genuine.
When it comes to girls, it's like, I think I should just relax. And then she just relax. And it's like, but the problem is coming back to like talking about the visual shit. I think when I do have a girl that I really like, it's probably going to be a girl that I don't have that initial visual thing for. And it just, or maybe I do, and it just naturally happens. Like I get to know her, and I don't have to think about it. Me personally, this is the way I think. I love when you just don't have to think. Maybe this is because the way my brain works, I think way too much about anything. Even when I'm going to sleep, I have trouble going to bed because I'm thinking about too much shit. And I'm like, all right, when's my brain gonna stop thinking? It's like, bro, I love the relationship with people where you don't have to think. It's just natural. So yeah, I guess I'll have to answer the question.
Your guard is just automatically let down.
Exactly.
Like from the moment you see her, you know.
Exactly. Okay. You guys probably tell. Like I'm fucking. Okay. I'm a little too wired.
I was gonna ask you. Do you smoke weed?
I don't smoke weed. Nah.
You don't like it. What's the?
It's a good
edibles.
Question. I think
edibles. I feel like edibles would be good for you.
I actually smoked. There was a phase in like high school. I was like low key obsessed with weed, and then there was this time where I smoked, and then there was this thing called derealization, feeling like you're out of your body, observing yourself. Mm-hmm. And bro, for like 3 months, I felt like literally. It sounds crazy. Literally, 3 months. I felt like I was out of my body, observing myself, scary as fuck. Just like, it's almost like a good way I can put it is like, let's say you're sitting at the movie theater, let's say front row, but you're watching your life on the TV screen.
Oh, shit.
I just felt out of it, bro. And I was like, fuck. Dude, why do I got so many fucking alarms, bro?
That's crazy.
But yeah.
But yeah, I get what you're saying 100%.
Yeah, like, do you... I'm guessing you guys both smoke weed, right?
I do.
I quit, but I do get high off edibles sometimes.
My question for you guys is like, when you smoke, I find it so hard to fathom because like I have a really weird relationship with weed. So my question is, I find it hard to understand when people smoke and they just feel they feel chill. So when you guys smoke, you just feel chill, and it's just crazy. I don't know why it just doesn't
work. I mean, it kind of, it's not like, I wouldn't say it's just chill. It's more like it just, you know, like when if you think a lot, it kind of like makes every single thought singled out. If that makes sense, at least in my head, it makes every thought like single rather than just hella thoughts rushing through your head.
The way I think about it is, I feel like you said, you think about a lot of things. I feel like you think about those things, but once you smoke weed, it lowers the. What's that? What I'm the stress level of it. So instead of being a level 10, this is now a level 2.
Bro, so you guys basically said almost like the same thing pretty much. Like, essentially, correct me if I'm wrong. When you smoke, it's almost like your thoughts get almost lowered to like a way where it's like it can be a little more chill, singled out.
It's like more slow-mo.
But the reason I found that so hard to understand was because, bro, when I smoke, I am turned on.
That's what I'm saying. It, like,
bro, like, bro, listen to this story. This is fucking crazy. Gosh. There was a time I was at my brother's apartment. It was me and my friend were in the city. We're hanging out, and we go to my brother's apartment. My brother, his friend, has a fucking...
Dab pen.
And then he lets me rip it. I literally do this. That's how long it was. Like, that is how long it was. Nothing more, nothing less. Like, that was it. In bra. 30 minutes to an hour later. Like, I don't even know how to fucking explain this. The way that my brain works when I'm on weed, I started going to my brother when he was asleep. I go, yo, type this number on your phone right now, 14754. Like, I'm just saying weird shit, bro. My brain is just weird. Like, we're watching Endgame. Everyone's just chilling, watching fucking Marvel Endgame. I'm looking at it, thinking that it's like correlating with the real world. And I'm like, bro, when Thanos snaps his finger, everyone's gonna die or some shit. It's just weird, bro.
I don't know. Weed probably not for you, then.
Yeah, that's like you gotta know yourself. You gotta know your body. Like,
yeah.
I had to quit smoking just cause like. I just read too much into it, the long-term effect, and it kind of, I ain't gonna lie, kind of scared me away from it for a second, because it's just like, if I'm trying to do all this shit that I've set out to accomplish in my life, I might need my brain type shit. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna just stay away from it. But like he was saying, like, you just gotta build your own relationship with it and see if it's for you or if it's not. It's like, it's dead. Like, drugs to me, is in a sense, it's like money. I'm gonna correlate it as something like this. You know how people could tell you their relationship with money is? But at the same time, though, I feel like everybody's relationship with money is personalized. I seem like you have to have your own experiences with it in order to come to the conclusion of what your relationship with it is. So, like, with weed, like, your relationship with weed right now is not what somebody else's relationship with is with weed is. So, for you, it might be to stay away from it. For somebody else, it might be to love it. Somebody's relationship with money is maybe they don't know how to budget, how to do all that stuff. You know how to budget. So, now... What is it? You are ahead of the game because now you know something that he or she doesn't know. So I feel like when it comes to like those little like draws, money, all that stuff, relationships, girls, all that stuff, it comes down to your personalized relationship with that, such a thing. Like Ricky and I's definition of how we might talk to a girl is not going to be the same with how you're going to talk to a girl because we have had different experiences than what do you have.
Honestly, I just think you guys are good at being relaxed, bro. Like, I'll get there one day, but it's like, fuck, I'm just a little too...
I ain't gonna lie to you. Pick up meditation. Just pick it up.
Meditation is actually good.
Just pick it up. Just pick it up.
I haven't done it in like a year, but last year, right? I actually did it, bro. Amazing.
Yeah, pick it up.
Amazing. I gotta get back into it. Fuck, like, it's amazing.
Like, also, we might seem more relaxed just because, like, sometimes... It might be like we have come to an understanding of actually controlling our brain to some extent. Like, we all have thoughts. We all have days where our brains are just rushing through, like, with hella feelings, hella thoughts, hella emotions. Yeah. But you gotta come to the understanding of, okay,
bro, when this is happening,
how do I stop it?
Sorry. Go ahead. But by the way, yo, look at the camera. Look at the
amount. The money alarms you upset.
This is actually psychopath. No.
Sure. Shit's insane.
This is my brain. This is my fucking brain.
That's insane. He damn near got an alarm every 10 minutes.
Yeah, so I had to make sure that I didn't want it to keep ringing on this podcast. So.
But when you have it for that long, like every 10 minutes, like, is there specific things that you got to accomplish within the 10 minute span?
I'm finna say that explains why you go crazy, though. You got things scheduled every 10 minutes.
But it also just stems from like almost like, this is a good way to explain it. The way that I showed my alarms, right? Mm-hmm. That's a good demonstration of like the way my brain works. Right. Like it's very weird, but honestly, it's pretty cool because like it just goes to show brains are interesting. Humans are interesting.
Yeah,
we all have our own particular things that are very personalized to us, right? Mm-hmm. And like, bro, like when I go to bed sometimes, like sometimes, not often, but sometimes I'll like be like, I gotta put it on airplane mode. I gotta put my brightness down. I put my volume down. I don't know why. It sounds weird, right? And then I'll do it, right? And then I'll go to bed and I'll be like, I don't think I actually did it well enough. So I gotta redo it again. And then I'll go to bed. I'll do it again. I guess that's called OCD or something.
I was gonna say, but shit, I don't know.
Even if it is OCD, I have this really strong opinion. Maybe you've seen the story. I have this very strong opinion on. I don't like to tell myself that I'm diagnosed with something, right? Because all right, listen. So, I've heard a lot of people say, "I was diagnosed with depression," right? Never in my life will I say that to myself because why don't doctors diagnose people with happiness, right? All I'm saying is when the person in the fancy lab coat tells you, hey, you had this thing wrong with your brain, you're fucking sad for life, right? It makes you believe it more. And then... something called confirmation bias.
Yep.
So now you're just going to live that life looking through the lens of someone who is depressed. If I have a doctor, I want him to say, yo, you're diagnosed with happiness, bro. I'm not fucking diagnosed. Fuck that bullshit. I'm happy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then it sounds fucked up. I'm going to take it deep, bro. I think it's just a, what's it called? What's the term? A business model. Someone gets diagnosed with something. They get prescribed with something, right? Getting diagnosed is the first step. Buying said thing to make you feel better is the second step. Mm-hmm. Now we got all these depressed people fucking buying pills and shit. They think that the only way they can feel better is buying these pills and shit. No. Learn more about yourself.
And you touched on it too. The healthcare business is the biggest business in America.
Bro, and it actually, this is something, I don't know why, it just literally fucking makes me angry. I want people to understand. Every time someone tells me I'm diagnosed with depression, I just want to like put my brain inside their brain. Like I feel, I am, you know what I'm saying, bro? I'm saying, yeah. Fuck. People are making bands off of people being sad, bro.
Like, damn, they got you.
Yeah.
They got you.
Crazy,
bro. Hey, look, Toby, I ain't going to lie, though. This has been an interesting ass podcast. But,
man, I
had to make sure I came on here being like, you know.
Number one for most outstanding topics.
Gotta be.
Everything. Gotta be. Outstanding topics, energy level 100, of that, man. But if you want to get people somewhere to kind of connect with you on IG, wherever you want them to get in contact with you, man?
My last name is Elijah, so my Instagram is L-A-J-A is offline. And then, man, that's pretty much it. TobyElijah.com, TobyElijah.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
This was a great time, boys.
It's been a pleasure to have you.
It was great, man.
I guess you can tell I've been just enjoying every moment.
For sure, man. Make sure you guys keep on tuning in with the Instagram, man. Make sure you guys keep on getting that merch, freesauceshop.com.
Yes, sir.
Get that t-shirt right there. Every size. We got tapestries on there. Everything, man. Keep on tuning in with the podcast, man. Free Sauce Podcast. Never stop learning, man.
Never stop learning, man. We
never
out.
Stop learning. We out. While I'm just cruising down Lake Show. Bet I'm for long. Stop calling my